This is Al Simpson. Face-off listener Andrew Bridgman of Pinehurst, North Carolina, wrote to WIOZ asking, why doesn't Congress do something about unlimited deposit insurance? Why, indeed? In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. In 90, Bush sent Congress a serious plan to modernize banking. This plan would have closed the loophole of allowing individuals unlimited deposit insurance by splitting up huge investments into unlimited accounts at a single bank. The Bush plan restricted each investor to $100,000 per bank rather than $100,000 per account. Exposing government to unlimited liability sounds an awful lot like the old SNL fiasco, huh? Ted, being at the beck and call of these moneyed special interest groups, you Dems stripped away all the pro-competitive, anti-needless regulation provisions, making limits on deposit insurance out of the question. For those gentle Americans who think that the Democrats in Congress are really serious about banking reform, my advice is don't bank on it.
Big deal, Al. The Bush administration wanted to limit depositors to $100,000 a bank instead of $100,000 for each account. Depositors could evade that restriction in a New York minute. They'd just set up single accounts in multiple banks. Some experts felt that reducing the ceiling could even lead to greater instability in the banking system, since investors, whose accounts were not fully insured, would be more likely to cause a run on their bank whenever it seemed shaky. The seeds of the SNL crisis were planted when the Reagan administration went overboard with deregulation. They loosened the rules too much. Financial institutions offered excessive interest rates to attract depositors. They used the funds for reckless speculation in real estate and other ventures, knowing that if the bank failed, deposits were insured. Lax regulation caused the crisis, Al, not the deposit ceiling. Al Simpson and I want to hear from our listeners about topics you'd like us to debate on Face Off. Just send your suggestion to this station. I'm Ted Kennedy on the Mutual Broadcasting System.